Cardiff.
Hello, is this Ruben?
This is he.
This is Mary Pawlowska.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great. I just got in the file. I'm literally just walked in. Give me a second.
Our internet's down, so we haven't gotten that tax extension thing back.
No worries. So, let's bring this up. I just need to know, what's your monthly rent?
We don't pay rent.
Oh, okay. Do you own your building?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a mortgage?
Well, it depends on how you say it. It's really a mortgage underneath us, personal. Big Six don't have a mortgage on the building.
Okay, so let's just go. Is your business home-based, or is it
no.
a commercial? Okay.
It has a physical address. And,
okay.
And it's a big metal building.
Okay. And there's a mortgage against that property, but it's a personal mortgage, correct?
Yes, sir.
Owns their property. And what's that monthly payment?
It is $4,000.
Okay. Cool. Give me a second.
And if you notice, our year 2013 is a lot better, but we got caught with oil field falling and high people.
Gotcha.
High paid people. We just now, we've got a, now I do own trailers and stuff and our trucks. Now we do have three notes with Ford.
Okay.
And, and we have, with Allied, we have three. And what? Okay. And all three, four of them trucks, if I got a loan, I can pay them off. And that's
okay,
only $7,000.
But do you, let's just walk through this. So you own some trucks and trailers, but do you own those trucks and trailers outright, or they're financed?
I have some financed and some are outright.
Okay, so let's walk through this. Because we have two, you know, I'm going to walk you through step by step what's available for your business. And let's just bring this up. Give me a second.
He's our contact.
Just putting in some notes.
No problem.
And so, can you tell me a little about the vehicles you own outright? Basically, year and value.
I have a 2012 350 diesel, four-wheel drive, four-door, custom bed, and I know it's worth $31,000.
Okay.
The reason I know that is because the insurance paid me. They wrecked another one.
Okay.
And the insurance paid for it, and that's what they paid me, $31,000.
Okay. And what else?
And I have three of them.
Yeah, so it's a total of $93,000.
Mhm. And then I have a 2008 250 four door diesel, and it's probably valued at $18,000. And I'm trying to think. I have a bunch of trailers that I have clear title to.
Okay.
And that, and I have about, there's six of them, and the last one I bought was $8,500, and
gotcha.
I bought it last year.
Okay. I'm just putting some notes here. So the underwriter, The underwriter just had some questions on the rent, so let me just walk you through where we're going to be to kind of get this rolling for you, okay? Bear with me.
Okay. And then that's not counting all my tools and all of my stuff that's all paid for. all of my tools and everything, and I probably have about $300,000 worth of tools. They're specialty tools that are all paid for.
Gotcha. And you're looking for about $100,000 of additional capital right now, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Give me a second. Okay, bear with me. I'm just pulling through your file.
No problem.
So now that I sent the rent over, so, and the $100,000 is just like for general cash flow, because right now you're kind of heavily leveraged on some of these credit cards, correct?
Right. That's what I want to get rid of, and okay. and then I want to pay off them four vehicles, which they, okay. that value is less than $10,000, and that's they're all 2012. I think one's even a 2013.
Okay.
One I owe $3,500 on, and $5,800, and
it sounds like some general cash flow needs, correct?
That's basically what it is, because companies don't pay and like they used to. They don't pay all the time.
And I think it's kind of, you know, just to walk you through this product, and you said you applied for a lot of these loans, people told you were approved, and then things kind of went sideways on you. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah, we applied for a loan that they were going to give us yesterday, and we found out it was for $65,000, and we found out they wanted us to pay $525 a day.
Okay, so I'd like you to stop applying.
I can't. Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is, if you apply for multiple loans or our funding process, it can basically, our underwriters will just take back the approval. We're here to help small business owners out, but a lot of people will try to get loans from like 18 different people, and they'll just, we'll walk away rather than do that. So let's really understand what you need as a business owner. I like to speak to people with parity and then figure out what's going to be the best fit for you. So you said you were offered a $55,000 loan, correct?
Right.
What company offered you that loan?
I'd have to get the email. It was a gentleman, and it was when it came back, his name was Andrew something. And when it came back, they wanted $525 a day. Well,
okay.
That's $15,000 a month.
Do you have that email in front of you or no?
No, I don't.
So you said you were offered $55,000, correct?
Right.
And then you said that was $55,000. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then how much
per day? They want $525 a day.
A day. Okay. How many months or how many days?
Every day.
Okay. Well, how many months?
31.
How many months?
For 2 years.
Okay.
Then on top of it, you still had to pay the loan back. That was just the interest.
No, those loans don't work that way. I think someone's... No, that can't make sense, because you couldn't... So there's a few things, a few misconceptions. There's no way that's a two-year loan, because you couldn't pay $525 a day. And I think you're probably dealing with kind of people that are salesy. So let me walk you through what I think we can do for you and hopefully help you out here, all right? So
okay. We
have a few different products at Bank of Cardiff, and, you know, I can only give you an idea of, you know, what's available for you in the market and educate you about products, although we're not going to, you know, force you to do a product. That's not what we're about. So here's what's available for your business. There's two types of working capital loans in the industry right now. One is called a daily payment loan or a cash flow based loan. There's also a equipment-based loan. The difference is a cash flow loan-based loan is pretty much unsecured, whereas a equipment loan is obviously secured. You got titles. So our daily loans, I think if those terms that you gave me are correct, that's an outstanding, crazy term. That's not what we're about. So what we offer is we offer for our working capital loans a daily or weekly payment, but it's
here,
21.
Hold on a minute. Here's the name of it. It was PRESTIGE, Business Financial Service, LLC, Anthony Morgan.
Okay, and so what are the terms on the contract?
It's 2 years that you pay back the money, but it is approximately $543 a day.
So $543 a day, and how many days?
Until you pay back the contract 24 months.
So let's lower, are you on the front page of the document?
Mm-hmm.
So can you just tell me what it says word for word?
Minimum production, 65 to 55 thousand. The daily payment for this project loan amount will be approximately $543 per day.
Okay.
Term, 24 months.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. So that sounds crazy to me, and here's the reason why. Most of these loans, I think people are trying to kind of hard sell you, which is not our approach. I don't know who this company is, but if you, most of these loans are 21 days per month, they're not 31. But if you're paying $543 a day, and you're paying that for a month, that times 21 days, that's $11,400 a month. The issue that I have is if you multiply that by 24, that means to borrow $55,000, you're paying back $273,000. That's crazy talk. That's insane. So that's my biggest issue. So here's what we're going to offer you, and we have both products, and I think customers like working with us because we have both products. But ultimately, we want to start the relationship. So on our equipment financing based, on our working capital based loan, it's a short-term loan. A short-term loan is anything defined as under 2 years. It's typically 6 months to a year and a half is what we offer customers on an unsecured basis. Now, our rates are nowhere close to what you've been offered, and our goal is to give you the maximum amount of money, the longest term, and then work backwards so you can set your own interest rate. Now, to give you an idea, I have already, just, you know, I already have $35,000 approved for you. I just needed the rent to see how much higher I can go. And I'll give you some numbers on that later this afternoon. And we can get, okay, you know, if the terms work, we can get that loan to funding. And that's a cash flow based loan. But the problem is no one's ever going to borrow $55,000 and pay back $270,000. That's insane. So that's why those loan terms do not work for you. Also, that sounds like an estimate, not an approval, because there's a range. So,
well, that it's it. You know, I don't know. That's what this says here, and it says here, do you want to move forward today?
Yeah, but you wouldn't
have them start the contract. And I had my daughter before our internet went down. I had her send back, do not want to.
Yeah, I think because no one wants to borrow $50,000 and pay back $250,000. That is crazy. That's not crazy to me. That's crazy, but. I think you need
I
to be watching.
I thought it was crazy when we, I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the shit that they sent us and everything else.
Yeah.
But if you want to get back with me tomorrow, that'd be great. Maybe I'll my internet.
I'll give you a call today, and then if you don't have the internet, but let me also walk you through the other process. So we also have an equipment-based loan, which is when you're pledging those titles, and we're going to lend against that. And that's longer-term financing. Usually about 3 years, 2 to 3 years. I think the whole thing that's key for your situation is this. Obviously, you've been in an industry that has had some major issues, the oil field industry. And so the unfortunate reality is when industries suffer, many financial services companies kind of try to tell customers, take it or leave it. And I think all you want is to work with someone who wants to treat you fairly, watch you through the process, and you can have a relationship to get, you know, do some short-term needs. Our capital loans also have refinancing available, so we're going to help you out here, and then in a few months down the road, we can always explore refinancing and getting you longer terms and more money, and I think it's going to be an easy, simple process for you. So we're here
I
to
need
really
something
walk.
Easy, simple, because we always borrow everything on our purse, personal credit and everything, because it's always been a pain in the butt for us. And and we live in rural America, so you know how rural America is. You don't find everything that you think you're going to find out here.
Well, I mean, I'm from a small town myself, so I grew up in a town of 7,000 people. So.
Okay, well, you know what I'm talking about then.
You just want someone who wants to treat you fairly, walks you through the process, gives you a fair shake, just like you'd give your customers a fair shake. It's not a big deal. So I'll be contacting you later today to go over the approvals. Probably the whole plan of attack is to give you a few different options on the cash loan for the unsecured basis today. Because we want to get something into your account by the end of the week. And then also, if we can approve the equipment financing, then we'll give you those options as well and then walk through that as well.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty straightforward. And I sent you rent over. I sent you right over, so you'll be hearing from me a little later today on what we can do.
Yeah, and like I said, really, we don't pay ourselves rent. You know how that goes.
Yeah, you just pay for the rent. I understand that.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. At least you understand.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.